The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 30, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 14th, 2012, in Baha, Bali, Indonesia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pasyati, tas yaham na pranashyami, satchame na pranashyati. Yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam chai mai pasyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, satchame na pranashyati. Whoever mam, me, pasyati, sees, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvam, everything, cha, and mai, in me. Pasyati, sees, tasya, for him, aham, I, na, not, pranashyami, am lost, sa, he, cha, also, may, to me, na, not, pranashyati, is lost. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Aku tidak pernah hilang bagi orang yang melihat aku di mana-mana dan melihat segala sesuatu berada di dalam diriku, dan dia pun tidak pernah hilang bagiku. Penjelasan oleh Srila Prabhupada.
A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy.
Barangkali kelihatannya orang seperti itu melihat segala manifestasi yang terpisahkan di alam material, tetapi dalam segala keadaan dia sadar akan Krishna dengan mengetahui segala sesuatu adalah manifestasi tenaga Krishna.
Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness.
Tiada sesuatu pun yang dapat hidup tanpa Krishna, dan Krishna adalah penguasa segala sesuatu.
Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation.
Krishna adalah perkembangan cinta bhakti rohani kepada Krishna,
At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of the sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:38. Preman jana churito bhakti velochanena santak sadaiva hidayeshu velokayanti yang shamashundaram achint yuganasvarupam govindamadi purusham damaham bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shamsundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine.
To be able to see Krishna everywhere. Wow, that would be really amazing, huh? It'd be so nice to see Krishna everywhere. Whether you're sitting in your home, whether you're at the temple, whether you're walking down the street, driving your car, at your office,
at school. Just imagine how sweet it would be to always see Krishna 24 hours a day. We poor neophyte devotees, we just see the material energy out there. Instead of seeing the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, we see the material nature. Bhumirapo nalovavayu kongmano buddharevacha ahankara ityame binapakritamashtada. That's all we see. That's why we have a temple. So at least sometime we can see Krishna. So what is the point of the temple? The temple is to purify your eyes, so not only you will see Krishna on the altar, but you can see Krishna everywhere. So someone may ask, well, I mean, how can I see Krishna everywhere? Krishna already is everywhere. But we just don't have the eyes to see, that's all. Just like, do you have television here in Bali? Do they broadcast the TV waves still? TV waves? Yeah. So there are TV waves flying through the ether right now in this room. The television programs are already in the ether. They're vibrating in the ether. Some politician is giving a lecture. Some sporting events are going on, some cricket games. You see, there's so many things out there on the TV. And they're actually right now, they're in the ether right now in this room. But with our present senses, we can't see those TV programs happening right now in the room. But with the help of TV set, you see, then you can see the politician or the Olympic Games or whatever it is on the TV. You can see it. The Olympic Games are already happening. They're right here, right now in the ether. We can't see them, you see. So, in a similar way, Krishna's pastimes are happening right now in this room. He's lifting Govardhan. He's cleaning up the pollution in the river Jamuna by subduing that Kaliya serpent. He's swallowing the forest fire to protect the Vrijavasis. On the beautiful moonlit night of the Sharad season, he's standing there with his beautiful threefold bending form. Casting sidelong glances. He places his flute to his lips, which are like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body bending in three places is shining more brilliantly than the moon that is shining in the sky. And that's happening right now, right here in this room. But we can't see it because our vision is covered.
by six kinds of enemies. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So this process of sadhana bhakti that Prabhupada has come to give us, it's a stepping stone which leads us into raganuga bhakti, or spontaneous love. So we have to take the steps, step by step, you see. If you want to become qualified to see Krishna at every minute, then you have to take the process step by step. And just like if you want to get some banana bread, you must follow the recipe step by step. You think, well, I'm in a rush to get this banana bread. I'm just going to I'm not going to follow all the steps because I want to get it as soon as I can. So, if you try to get the banana bread without following all the steps in the recipe, what will you get at the end? You will simply get a bunch of useless goo in the bottom of the pan. Because you did not follow the steps. So if we want to become qualified to see Krishna, we must carefully follow the steps. Did you know there is a recipe for prema bhakti? That Rupa Goswami has given a recipe how we can achieve pure prema bhakti? You know that recipe by Rupa Goswami? Adau shraddha tata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya tato narta navitta shat tato nistarujistataha ata saktis tato bhavas tato prema bhyajanjati sadakanang yang prema pradur bhave virvet kramaha. That is the recipe. How to achieve prema bhakti. So if we want to become qualified to see Krishna at every minute, don't throw away the recipe and think, well, I will just jump into Gopi Bhav or Gopa Bhav. Don't try to short circuit the process. You will simply cheat yourself. Take the process given by Rupa Goswami. And for those of you who do not know Sanskrit, I will explain what the verse means. The first item is you must have faith. This is called preliminary faith. These books of Prabhupada, they seem very wonderful, the devotees seem very nice. I have some faith in this process. I'm sure there must be a God. I'm sure that Dr. Stephen Hawking has got it all wrong. He said everything comes out of absolutely nothing. And he claims to be a scientist. But Dr. Hawking, where is the experiment you can get something out of nothing?
Dr. Hawking,
Dr. Hawking, show us in the laboratory where you can get something out of nothing. Can you pop popcorn out of an empty pot? Or do you have to put some kernels and some oil in there to get popcorn? According to Dr. Hawking, you can get popcorn out of an empty pot. But let's see him do it. Let's see him get popcorn out of an empty pot. So therefore, we do not put our faith in Dr. Stephen Hawking. In God we trust, you see. In God we trust. Just like it says in the US dollar, in God we trust. So we have that trust in God, you see. That's the first point. And the second point is Sadhu Sangha. Now you associate with the devotees of God. Now associate with the devotees of God. Krishna explains in Gita, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. You develop your consciousness according to the company that you keep. Therefore, if you want to become godly, you must associate with the godly people. That is called Sadhu Sangha. And then what's the next thing? That's called Bhajana Kriya. You see what the sadhus are doing. They bow down to the deities. They chant the japa mala. They put on the tilak. The men wear dhotis. The ladies wear saris. You see what the devotees are doing. And you follow their what they are doing. You see. And you see they take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. So you do that. You do the activities. Bhajana Kriya means to do the activities of bhakti. Which culminates in diksha. So now is my business finished? Now I'm initiated, I can see Krishna face to face? No. Initiation means the beginning. When you register in the university, now you have your PhD degree immediately? When you register, that's when you begin your serious studies. You understand? So initiation means now you take the process very seriously. You've committed yourself for your whole life to this process. That is initiation. And then what do? You just now do you just relish the bhav? Now that you're initiated, now you just relish the bhav? No, you're not qualified yet. Why? Because you have a heart full of anarthas. So therefore you have to do what's known as anartha nivritti. Just like we clean our dirty house, we have to clean our dirty hearts by chanting, by hearing, by serving, You see, in this way, we become more and more purified. We have to clean the heart of all these anarthas. The influence of tamagun has to be purged from the heart. The influence of rajagun has to be purged from the heart. And then you achieve the next stage called nishta, or firm faith. Now your faith is pakka, it's very solid, you see. No one can budge you away from Krishna. And then the higher stages come, you get the sweetest taste of bhakti. Oh, bhakti ras just explodes. It's explosive bhakti ras. You see. And then you become totally attached to Krishna. You only have one attachment. That's Krishna. You're not attached to serving your senses. Not attached to your family, your friends, your country. No material attachments whatsoever. You have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord. That's the stage called asakti. That's the beginning of pure love of God. That evolves into bhav, or spiritual emotions, and then full love of God, prema. Where you can see Krishna at every minute. So this verse is very nice. It encourages us to achieve this state of divine consciousness. What I find most amazing about this purport is the first sentence. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Krishna everywhere. And he sees everything in Krishna. So that makes me wonder, are we really Krishna conscious yet or not? We're trying to be Krishna conscious. But if we actually achieve that state known as Krishna consciousness, you see, are we sleeping? Or are we becoming awake in Krishna consciousness? Is it? So this is the real standard of Krishna consciousness. A person who is Krishna conscious constantly sees Krishna everywhere. So our position is we are trying to become Krishna conscious. We're begging the mercy of Prabhupada and the Acharyas, please bless us with Krishna consciousness. Now I am drowning in the ocean of birth and death. I am drinking the poison of lust, the poison of anger, the poison of greed, the poison of madness, the poison of illusion, and the poison of envy. So my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Srila Prabhupada, my dear Guru Maharaj, please, please free me from this horrible poison. Please liberate me from this poison so I can always see my beloved Krishna.
Jagannatha Swami Nayanapata Ghami Bhavatume. May I always be able to see that beautiful Jagannath. Prabhupada explains that there are devotees lingering in Vrindavan, simply hankering to see Krishna. And Prabhupada says they actually never see him, but their intense hankering to see him is equal to seeing him. So even if we can't see Krishna at this present state, if we can intensely hanker to see Krishna, you see, that will be just as good. Prabhupada explains the mood of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how the Goswamis, what was the mood of the Goswamis of Vrindavan? Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindi Vane Kutaha. Where are you, Radharani, Queen of Vrindavan? Where are you, Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you, Lalita? Are you on Govardhan Hill? Are you under the copper viksha trees on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? So this is the mood of the Goswami, you see. They are totally absorbed in hankering. When will I see Krishna? Where will I see Krishna? How will I see Krishna? Prabhupada explained, this is called viraha bhajana. Worshipping Krishna with intense feelings of separation from Krishna. Even Prabhupada so much wanted this mood of separation to be taught to everyone. He instructed the Beatles to write songs of separation from Krishna. And George Harrison did that. You know that song, My Sweet Lord? He sang, My Sweet Lord, I really want to see you, I want to be you, but it takes so long, my Lord. You see? Prabhupada very much liked that song of George Harrison. Because that is the mood, you see. When will I see you, Krishna? My beautiful, sweet Lord, when will I see you? When will I see you? It takes so long. When will I see you? When will I see you? When will I see you? This is viraha bhajana, to feel set, to worship in mood, in the mood of being separated from your beloved Lord. So, we are quite separated right now. We're totally caught up in the material nature. All we have to do is honestly see our present position. And pray to Krishna. Jagannatha Swami Nayanapata Gami Bhavatume. Okay, now I can ask if there's any questions. I That's one of the principles of bhakti. One is supposed to inquire. That's the duty. One should inquire.
Hare Guru, Hare Krishna. Dalam Bhagavatam, Srinivasa Guru, and dalam Sri Guru Astakam, Lata Sloka, Tadir, Sringara, Tan Mandira, Marjanato, and Prabhupada menjelaskan dalam Bhagavatam, segala tuju, kata Sringara, artinya berapa kali kamu bisa persembahkan yang baru kepada Arca, Krishna, dan yang menanyakan bisakah apa maksud dari pernyataan tersebut?
Isu yang sekarang itu bahwa di luar tukor.
One purport in seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Prabhupada explained that the word Sringara Tan Mandira Madhyanada. And Sringara means how many times we can offer a new cloth to the deity.
Okay.
And what is that actually mean? That Prabhupada stressed like that.
We're regularly meant to sew new outfits for the Lord. The question is, Shingara, Mandira Madanada, Shingara, Shivigrahartam. That verse, that Shingara verse, where it is mentioned in that shloka, that one should offer new dresses to the deity, so you must know the meaning. And that's a fact. We're supposed to regularly offer new outfits to the deity. That's a duty. We have to give them new clothes regularly. Not that, my dear Lord, you can wear your old outfits. Don't bother me. I don't want to have to make any new clothes for you. Actually, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. That means every day you should have a new outfit. That is real enjoyment. Just like when you get some new clothes, you feel very good. Oh, a new kurta, a new dhoti. That is enjoyment. So we should give Krishna a new outfit every day. That's every arti, a new outfit. But we're so incompetent. New outfits, you know, every Janmashtami, every Gopurnima, like that. So only one more question, because we have to make drive a distance, and we just got in. Yes. This is not a question. What is not a question? Your statement?
Yes. I'm going to add to what...
You want to add something. Okay. All right.
So, nowadays in the deity worship, people are trying to adjust it once a week or once a Ekadashi. It should be at least, if not new outfit every day, but at least every day one should dress the deities.
Oh, the deities must be dressed every day. That's a fact. Yeah. Yeah, some temples have adopted the standard. Just once a week they'll change the deity's clothes. That's not very good. If you change your clothes every day, you can make Krishna stand there for a whole week in the same clothes. You wear on clean clothes every day, and Krishna must stand a whole week. This is seva aparad. The deities must be dressed every day. Actually, twice a day is the standard given by Prabhupada, morning and evening. Deities dressed morning and evening.
So I allow one more question. If anyone has, I know you had one. All right.
Seperti tadi disebutkan, orang yang sudah berkesadaran Krishna adalah bisa melihat Krishna di mana-mana dan segala sesuatu berada pada Krishna. Ini adalah suatu kalau tidak kalau saja adalah suatu yang sangat jauh sekali bagi kita. Nah, kemudian pertanyaannya, apakah jika ini pantas disebut sebagai orang yang berkesadaran Krishna atau sebutan apa yang lebih cocok kalau kita memang terus seperti itu? Terima kasih.
Explain that one who is Krishna conscious and can see Krishna everywhere and can see everything in Krishna. And how about us that we are very far from that standard? So should we also address ourselves as a Krishna conscious person or what?
Okay, so his question is very nice. He has asked, well, the real standard of Krishna consciousness is to be able to see Krishna everywhere and to see everything in Krishna. So should we say that we are Krishna conscious people or not? That's his very nice question he said. So the answer is this. We are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's a fact. So we should say we are trying to become Krishna conscious. To actually be fully Krishna consciousness is a very high state of the Paramahamsas. We are trying to become Krishna conscious. Of course we are Krishna conscious. That's a fact. We are Krishna conscious. To a certain extent. We are partially Krishna conscious. But we are not yet fully Krishna conscious. That full Krishna consciousness is the exclusive domain of the Paramahamsas. Therefore, every day you should try to become a little bit more Krishna conscious. For example, let's say that right now in my spiritual life I'm 10% Krishna conscious. And 90% I'm in Maya. So now I must become 11% Krishna conscious. And then 12%. And then 13%. In this way, keep making steady progress. 10, 11, 12, 50, 80, 90. In this way, you become fully Krishna conscious. If you will maintain your determination, if you maintain maintain your enthusiasm, and you'll also be patient, because it takes time to become 100% Krishna conscious. If you do these three things, determination, enthusiasm, and patience, Prabhupada guarantees you'll become a pure devotee. So I'm going to stop here. And we thank you all very much for such a wonderful, beautiful temple. I'm just absolutely amazed by this place. I really feel that I've come to Vrindavan for us by coming here tonight. So I thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.